My Dear Fiona by Frances Rosenfeld. Epilogue. There is nothing strange about me, and I can't explain why I can sense people from centuries past talk to me in my sleep and in my waking state. We are born with all sorts of abilities, I suppose, and I wouldn't have known mine was weird if it weren't for other people telling me so. We use our unlikely gifts the best way we know how, the best way they fit in the normal fabric of reality, which they often do not. And since I'm talking to people long dead anyway, I became an anthropologist. It is a solitary journey during which you're always surrounded by a crowd, always submerged in its beliefs and convictions, to the point where they drown you out. People who even entertain the thought mediumship may be possible, and who don't drop me immediately in the crazy or deluded category, often ask, "What is the point of speaking to the dead? What is the point of speaking to anyone, really?" Sometimes I think I made it all up too, but if I didn't trust your stories, my fair princess, I never would have found you, as I did. I found you on the northernmost island, as you said, on your boat, with your sword and wearing jewelry. The 3 extra months Denise and I spent in Kirkwall proved critical in adding these essential details to my research, the details I actually came here to find, even though sailing the northern seas in winter to visit the site was not for the weak. Am I crazy? Who cares? This fleeting life is too short and unpredictable to bellyache about irrelevant details. I found what my Fiona brought me here to find, and that's all that matters. In years to come, I'll learn more about your real life, I'm sure. Bone analysis and radiocarbon dating are just beginning, and as time goes by, they will reveal more of your life story, sister. Most of the Orkney Viking burial sites have been discovered in the 19th and 20th centuries, and finding a new one now is an extraordinary opportunity. Even if it just coincided with my visit, and I had nothing to do with it, really. People at the Institute thought this unexpected discovery nothing short of a miracle, and wondered if there may be other gifts I hide, along with hearing voices from the past, that would justify this incredible strike of luck. Maybe they're right, who is to say? For now, I can do no wrong, and Dad, who had serious reservations about this project in the beginning, is now beside himself with enthusiasm for it. Who knew poring over old bones would prove so exciting? As for the future, I don't know. Every time we accomplish something, we don't even take the time to acknowledge it before we start asking ourselves what we'll do next. My dear Fiona, it is possible my life's purpose was finding you,